All righty, we've been over the last few days, we've been chatting with our AFLW clubs, and it's now turned our attention to the Collingwood Football Club. Close but no cigar last year. They are a powerhouse of the competition, and one suggests they're going to be very hard to beat in 2022. And the man who's at the helm, of course, is Steve Symons. He's been kind enough to join us from the Magpies. Steve, appreciate your time. Are you on a break yet?
Yeah, nice, Tim, to be here. But no, we haven't got a break yet. We've got our last session tonight. So we'll squeeze one more in before the girls get a chance to put their feet up.
Yeah, and it's not a big break, is it, either? I mean, you've got to be back and ready, and you've got your first game against the, well, traditional rivals on Sunday, Jan 9, Icon Park against the Blues. So how many days do they get off, and what do they do in the interim? Well, I think Darcy Vesio said we've got programs and you don't actually have a down tools. You might have a feed on Christmas Day, but some may even run Christmas Day or some may even run Christmas afternoon.
Yeah, look, we do have programs in place for the girls, and obviously they're voluntary, but most of our girls are pretty keen to ask to do some extra stuff while they're away. We've obviously got 7 days, so we'll come back on the 30th. And that's and the girls are ready to go. So the girls have made a pretty big commitment through this festive time to put a bit of work in themselves, and we'll get them back in. And then obviously New Year's, the girls have put their hand up to say they want to train on New Year's Day. So we're stealing ourselves for that.
What was the wash up from the pre-season loss to Melbourne by 19 points the other day? What did you walk away from that, positives and negatives?
Oh, look, it's. I think every club goes into those trial games with a slightly different angle. So we may have gone in with a slightly different angle to Melbourne and that, and we're really pleased, actually. We had a chance to play against a really good team like Melbourne. They're going to be a strong contender again this year, which they demonstrated. But we decided to go in with a game where we, at half-time or halfway through the third quarter, that we would wrap up a bit of our experienced players and give them some game time, but we want to get some really good game time into some of our inexperienced and younger players in the back half of the game. And so we were happy with what we've seen early on, and then obviously when our younger ones are out there, they've still got a few learnings to do in a few different areas, and dealing with a gale wind and how to adjust off of that was one of the learnings that we've taken away. And obviously Melbourne banged on a couple of goals in the last quarter, but we walk away with some really good learnings and sort of know where our squad's at and that, and sort of where, how we'll structure up and do a few things as well. So the trial was really good to try a couple of things.
Not a massive turnover of your playing squad, is there, to be brutally honest with you, from 2021? And probably no need. You were on the cusp of it, weren't you? You weren't far away. And with the right kick and the right bounce of the ball, it could have been a different result for Collingwood. But you kept predominantly the unit together, and you've added a couple of experienced players in Downey and also Frederick.
Yeah, we've brought in those two and three draftees as well, and they've fitted in really, really well to our program, but also they're going to fit into some really significant roles for our team as well, and we think they're going to fit in very nicely. I guess the previous 2 years with myself coming in, we probably had a little bit more of a turnover. I think the first year I was in, we had 8 transition change, and then the second year we had 7, and then obviously this year we just brought in 5. So as we've gone along, we've got a little bit more settled, and as players get used to, you know, our training program and the way we play, we've worked out which players benefit us, and there's a couple of girls along the way who probably didn't get opportunities that they probably would get another club, and we've assisted them to get to another club where they will get opportunities. I sort of have a philosophy that, you know, if players aren't getting an opportunity on your list, you want to try and encourage them to be able to play somewhere, and we try to orchestrate those type of things as well.
No doubt. Sabrina Frederick's an interesting one. I mean, I think she's a 2-time All-Australian. We know she's probably been one of the faces of AFLW in its infancy. Of course, I think started out at Brisbane, ended up with Richmond as well. Probably didn't get the best out of herself at Richmond. What did you like about her? Or did she come to you looking for the change, or did you source her to come and add something to your lineup?
Well I think from I think it's pretty well documented that we've been always looking to see what our best forward mix looks like, and I think all AFLW clubs are exactly the same. Obviously scoring's a thing that's always a hot topic, and every club's sort of looking to find that perfect formula for what their forward line looks like. We looked at our forward line last year and we thought there was a couple of elements missing, and Sabrina obviously fitted a little bit of the element that we were looking for, and through I guess, words. Sabrina was seeing where she felt she wasn't getting the best of us out of herself, and we were obviously looking for that type of player. So the discussion happened, and in the end, it's ended up being a really good fit. And we had Maddie Shevlin on our list as well, who was probably a player that we really highly rated, and she's a terrific girl around that within our program. But she probably wasn't getting the opportunities that she would have liked as well. So hence, I guess the arrangement with Richmond was where we could move Maddie to there to give her an opportunity, and Sabrina come to us where we could actually utilise her and give our forward structure a little bit of a different look.
The AFL has released COVID match rescheduling guidelines, of course, earlier today in regards to numbers of players and minimum availability. I think it's 16 primary list players. You've got your five train-ons. You've got a total of 21. And, you know, if you're affected by COVID, then that will be revisited and they'll try and squeeze it back in. Are you happy with the scheduling guidelines that keen to keep the competition running amidst what we're about to probably walk back into in 2022?
Yeah, look, COVID's thrown up so many different variables, and I guess the main outcome is that everyone wants to be able to play the games out where they can and give everyone also the equal opportunity to have a competitive team on the park as well. So I think the AFL all the way through all these different circumstances over the last 18 months have handled it really, really well, and there's always going to be some things that you may think slightly differently, but geez, at the end of the day, I think a lot of the time they've nailed it, made some really good decisions to keep the game going and without compromising the competition too much and giving every team a great opportunity. So, I think they've done a good job with it.
That they have. We're going into our sixth season of the NAB AFL Women's League. As you mentioned, you've been there a couple of years now. How have you developed your skill set as a coach in the AFLW system, Steve? I mean, obviously, we're all learning, and I don't think we ever get to a stage where we're not learning. What about yourself? What are the positives that you've taken out of the last couple of years of the journey, and what are you looking forward to yourself from a personal development point of view?
Look, I've absolutely loved my time into the AFL environment. Obviously, I've had a heavy involvement at State League level for a lot of years prior, so it's been my first opportunity to come into an AFL club and an AFL program. So that's had a sense of excitement about it, but also, the learnings. I'll walk in through the walls every day learning something and continually try to evolve as a coach, because I believe if I do that, then their program evolves as well. But we've got so many great people, and I've been exposed to so many different coaches within, not just in Collingwood, but other clubs as well along the way, where you have chats and different sports in it as well along the way. So it's been great to, engage and communicate with them and get a little more of an understanding about other people's philosophies and about how they go about things. And that's continual involvement where you're just learning off others around you and with what you're doing. So I love it. I walk in every day. I've got great access to not just our AFLW program, but we've got our netball program here at the club, and I'll go and watch and be involved with that. We've got our men's program as well, so I'll go and watch and be involved with that. So you get a chance to be involved with all programs and be able to sit down with every coach, every single player, all those type of things for each program. So from a learning experience, you probably couldn't get much better opportunity.
Steve Simon's our guest on Dwayne's World, coach of Collingwood's AFLW team, heading into the new year, of course. After today, they're off to a little bit of a break before round 9, Icon Park against Carlton. You talk about the men's group. Any input from Craig McRae? Have you had a one-on-one with Craig and been able to sit down and pick his brain, or has he been picking your brain? And I know he's focusing on what he's doing with the men, but at the same time, is there a good cross-pollination in regards to the men and women's competition?
Craig's been super since he came in with the other coaches as well. And we've had many chats. We chat daily. And we've had times where we've both been in each other's programs having a look at it. And obviously Craig coming back into the club, he obviously was here before and had some understanding, but obviously some things have changed along the way. And he obviously picked my brain a little bit with being a new member who's come in the recent years of what I observed when I first came in and how I guess, have the opportunity to reset a program as well. So he was interested to find out a little bit about how I went about resetting our women's program, because obviously he's coming in to reset the men's one at the moment. So there's a lot of correlations, and we have similar philosophies in a lot of ways as well. But the way he's gone about embracing the club and really pushing the side-by-side mantra, where we really believe that internally, and we try to have all our programs entwine and engage, and at the moment Craig's a new driver of that, and it's been great having him in with his energy and enthusiasm, and look, I think he's going to be quite successful with his time here.
Only one practice game for each club for the best part, and of course, and you've got your session tonight. How hard is it to do reconnaissance on the opposition in the AFLW competition? I mean, small sample size in pre-season, and then you, like anyone else, you get to watch their games, of course, throughout the year. How difficult is it to case up the opposition and prepare for a game against them? And especially early in the season, we're seeing Carlton and yourself now, and, you know, personnel changes and possible style and coaching changes.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. We obviously would love to play more trial games. You know, women's football at the moment, we don't play a lot of games through the year, so we'd love to have more games where we get a chance to give all our squad and list an opportunity to be playing at AFL level. And I guess as we go along, there's a number of players that miss out in the early games as you generally put your strongest team in, and then obviously they start to take roles as injuries and those type of things occur. But we'd love to have more games so that our players are less have less exposure, can get more of an opportunity as well to learn. But as regards to understanding what other teams are doing, look, there's always slight variables, but a lot of the coaching over the last couple of years have been fairly stable, the coaching positions as well, been a few changes, etc. But I guess once you a coach is in the DNA of the team, you generally find that their major things they do don't change too much, but there might be some subtle changes that they do off that based around new personnel or a new tactic or a new layer they're adding to their game plan, etc. So we sort of know what their heartbeat, particularly Carlton's half been there for quite a long time now. You know, he's got a certain way that he likes. Carlton's really well coached. He does a great job with that group. He has a certain way that he likes his group to play. So we don't know what the DNA is basically going to be, but I have no doubt half will have a couple more layers that he's added this year, and with certain change of personnel, we'll add a couple of things as well. So that's what we're in the lookout at now, and we'll spend a bit of time over the tape over the next Christmas break to have a bit of a look and break down the little elements of it and see what's there and what's not there and what's changed a little bit from last year.
If you were to go under the Christmas tree for the Collingwood AFLW team and you could pluck a present out for the new year, what would it be?
Injury-free.
Yeah.
I think most teams, when they have their strongest list, always give themselves a chance of being highly competitive if they can do that. So that's probably the first thing I'd ask for. But our biggest thing for us, and I've gone on record saying this before, is for our group, it's about consistency. And you spoke a little bit about the change of personnel that we've had, but we've come in a lot more stable with our ins and outs of our team, but also our game style and the way we train. We're getting a lot more consistent with that. So if I had two gifts I can get, I would love one injury-free season, but also our group just forming more consistency across each game and throughout the season.
Get through tonight's session. And I say this in the nicest possible way, Steve, but I always remember players who were dreading in the men's game, dreading the last session before the break. They copped a flogging or they did time trials or they were given benchmarks or whatever they were. So when they came back first session after the Christmas break, it was measured against their last session. What's today going to be looking like if some of the girls are driving in their car or listening to us right now? What can they expect when they walk into the club this afternoon?
Well, I don't want to put them off in case they turn around and go back home again. But we'll do a bit of accommodation, yes. We probably want to get our last little bit of legs into them, so we'll do a bit of conditioning at some stage of the night. But they've also got some conditioning blocks that the girls have asked themselves individually to do on their time away, so they'll probably do that in their own time at their own leisure. But we'll also do a bit of game sim. There's some stuff that we pulled out of our trial game that we feel that we've still got a bit of work on and a bit more education on, so we'll do a bit of game sim tonight to try and get our last bit of education towards those little bit of components so we can tighten them up a little bit ready for round one and the games following. So we'll use tonight as a you know, it's a shorter session. We've actually got our season launch straight afterwards, so it's a shorter session, but we'll do a bit of conditioning. But, yeah, we'll continue a bit of game sim and a bit more education.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate your time. Going to be a big year, and there's nothing to suggest that Collingwood won't be at the pointy end of the season in the AFLW season in 2022. Appreciate you coming on our show. Good luck with tonight's session. Good luck with the break, and a Merry Christmas to you, Steve, on behalf of everyone here at Dwayne's World and SEN. And we look forward to ongoing chats throughout the year that is ahead in 2022.
Been a pleasure, Tim.